Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked.
Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you about the books we'd like to recommend.
And Erlene is here to talk about Ready Player 2, which just came out in November. So this is like a hot off the press release.
That's right.
Hi, I've missed all of you so much. I don't see you at all during the daytime. Yeah, right. So Ready Player 2 by Klein. Good old Klein. Sequel to Ready Player 1. Which, let me say, I loved Ready Player One. And I actually enjoyed the movie because, to me, it was beautiful and it caught the essence of Ready Player One. So I liked Ready Player One. I enjoyed it. I read it quickly, which is a hard thing for me to do. And I usually do audio. So Will Wheaton was the narrator for Ready Player One and Two, which I really enjoyed. So I loved Ready Player One. Let me just say that again, okay?
I feel like we're getting a little bit of foreshadowing.
First of all, I feel like every time I come on here, I have such awful things to say about
And it's usually,
books.
I usually like this author, but this book.
So I liked Ready Player One. I didn't like his other book called...
Armada.
I didn't even realize he'd written another one.
Armada bothered me because it reminded me too much of Ready Player One. It was still arcadey gamer feel. And I'm not a gamer. Nothing against gamers. Lord, don't come for me. But the lingo is different. I enjoyed it with Ready Player One because you had the 80s pop culture, the flashbacks.
Yeah.
And what I loved about Ready Player One was it shows you a world of... lesser means, overpopulation, living conditions, you have a real distinct feeling of have and have nots.
Yeah.
So you kind of feel where the world is going when it comes to technology and VR. So when that book was written, I think 7 or 8 years ago, it was on the cusp of what we're kind of going through right now with technology. I felt there was no need for a part two. So when he did Armada, that one, same kid, saving the world, wasn't big change. So Ready Player 2, let's talk about why I liked it. Let's go to the pros first.
Awesome. All right.
I love the fact that when you open it up, it takes off. It gives you, it starts where Ready Player 1 leaves off. So you know they won, the four of them. Wade Watts is the hero. He has the girl. The friends have done well. They've all gazillionaires now. They inherited Halliday's fortunes. Great. Found all the Easter eggs, did their thing. Awesome. You can kind of, it's still Wade kind of narrating. He gets into what everyone is doing. H is like, I'm living her or her pronoun. I don't know.
You can best just say life. There. It's
always. Best life. She went back to Africa to find out where she came from, like her family, helping poverty. And then the other young man got married very young, having children because in Japan, population's real low. So trying to be a pillar. Him and Artie broke up because clearly he's on the same mission as Artie. So it's really cool. It jumps into everything. You get a nice breakdown of what everyone is doing right after they win. We're 5 years in, and now Halliday's, of course, has passed away, and Will is running one of the company owners. Og is still in retirement. I don't want anything to do with it. If you need some advice, come talk to me. Great. The issue that I have with the book is it's still very pop culture-ish, but not as much video game or 80s, but more so like music-y and other things, but it's really heavy pop culture. And the main character is very tortured because he's unhappy. So he's clearly addicted to gaming, clearly doesn't know how to live in the real world. Everything they said they're going to do in the first book, where I want to help people and help the poor, is not really happening. He's just spending money, tricking out different things and all of that. So he lost focus. Where Artemis remained focused. She used most all of her earnings, all of her money to set up foundations and feed people and set up camps. And he's trying to build a ship to take them somewhere else because the world is pretty much depleting.
Oh no, he became Elon Musk.
Yes, clearly. And so they're all still friends. Him and Artie break up. Okay, so they're no longer. So here's the thing. What's the point of Ready Player 2? Another quest. So he finds something that how they left that is another type of reality, and it plays into, it's O and I. So it's a whole new world where you're actually living people's memories. He already developed it like in 2012, tested it out, but never released it.
Wow.
It's been hidden. So he's like, why didn't he release it? Well, there's stipulations. You can't be in it more than 12 hours because it mentally probably break you down. And you can actually feel and taste and smell this time. Before, in Oasis, you're just like an avatar.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This is much more real life. And then I can go into Katie's memories and live your memory and live as you. Go into Leslie's. That's how that is. So that's great. But now a year-long quest that took decades is now a 12-hour quest. So am I making any sense?
Yeah.
They tried to smush another quest in with less backstory.
They get the clue. It's quick. And I'm like, I didn't like that because in Ready Player One, you knew that they had been playing this thing for decades, trying to figure things out. And the actual hunt for the Easter egg took like a year.
Mm-hmm.
And every quest took time, and
Wade knew he
couldn't do it by himself, so he gained these friends. And once again, he can't do it by himself, but he's arrogant, he's grumpy, he's tortured. He's like every tortured character that you've read about, that's who he is, you know? And then he has this type of superiority idea about himself, and like he's his hero. But what was different was this really was a story about Og and Halliday and Kira, and really not about everyone else. That he lives through Kira's memory. He lives through Og's. He lives through Halliday's memory. So it's not only really about everyone else, which I wish they focused more on that part of the storyline and not on Wade.
Especially because he sounds pretty unlikable.
He is unlikable because now we've all aged since reading the first book. So you know he was a teenager. He needs to age. It's like five years in. He's not likable.
It also seems like all of his bad qualities got worse and none of his, like, any of his redeeming qualities improved.
What you didn't like about him in the first book, you're not going to like about him.
It's a lot more.
This one. Right. And, I mean, they bring up issues on sexuality, bring up issues on poverty and class and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it felt very forced because of the times that the book was written in. It's like you're trying to fit everything into current stuff. Like with H, she named something, some foundation, something will come. Like, you're just trying to force certain issues.
Yeah.
And I understand you want to have people feel, like, connected to characters.
Mm-hmm.
You did that very well with the first one. You had communities in the first one, but it felt very forced in this one. And the same tone of the addiction of technology, the addiction of being in this. Oasis was, like, how you live to go to school and everything. Now you have this whole new one where I can live through your memories and this is okay. So you have that type of battle, and I didn't read all of it, people, so I had to stop because it was driving me ill in my soul. But you have that battle of who's right and who's wrong. Is Artemis right trying to save the world, or is he right trying to
leave it?
You know, but yet he gets into this Omni thing, O-N-I, and he's there for hours and days, and he's just getting consumed by it. So
you said you can't be in there for 12 hours, but that, or for more than 12 hours, but you can be in there multiple times, right?
Yes. Yeah, so you can only do 12 consecutive hours.
Okay.
Because it's set up to where it will kick you out. Like, you can't do it. Well, Will has the... Will. I keep saying Will. Because Will Wheaton. But he has the codes to stay longer. So he keeps breaking these codes. And he's hacking his way through to stay longer and longer.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Feels like it became less a book about someone who realizes that friends are in the real world too, and more about someone who has an incredibly addictive personality.
It is.
And almost like somebody who's stuck in the past.
Yeah, who doesn't want to change.
I think the reality is with Wade growing up with Oasis, that's all he knows. So now that he has resources to not have to live in the Oasis, he doesn't know how to live in it. You know, his aunt Pat got killed in the first one. The whole living area was destroyed. And you're trying to figure out who's the enemy now. Because the first one, you've kind of felt their fear and felt them trying to get away from something. This one, you didn't really feel it as much.
Man versus himself.
Yeah, because they have the resources to... I mean, he becomes a bully. Anyone who speaks ill of him, he destroys their avatar or...
Dude!
It's interesting that you can see his addiction to the technology is a whole new thing. So he lived his life on this figuring out Halliday's quest. Now that it's gone... He found a new quest. It's like, okay, now something new.
And instead of sticking to what he wanted to do, he just...
And in the first book, the friends felt very smart and like were a team. With this one, it felt like they were written not as important.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like just following along as he goes.
They're your side characters, kind of.
Yeah. They just wave and they go like, I promise we're still here.
Yeah. So I think the writing, with Ready Player One being, I think, his first book, it was fresh. It was great. And with this one and the one that I didn't like before, it felt very forced. It felt very, you wrote it because you want a movie to happen.
I also think pop culture it's very hard to make movies or TV shows or anything with a lot of pop culture influence without it it really rides that line between being like nice and nostalgic and just annoying, where you're like, I get it, you're cool, I understand.
And the lingo, it was different.
And it kind of felt like it made sense in Ready Player One why you had all these 80s references was because of the designer, the game.
Yeah, so everyone got obsessed with the 80s. Yeah.
This one, it doesn't sound like there's a compelling reason for there to be.
There shouldn't be. Great references to Pretty in Pink and great references to Prince, which was really cool. But I think as the reader ages, you don't want to have that same feel in the first one. When you read it, and I've only gotten, there's three parts to it, 35 chapters. So I'm like on chapter 18. But when you're reading it, you're figuring there really wasn't a need for this. You could have easily added an extra few chapters to kind of show where they are now and what they're struggling with, which would have been a great closing to maybe Ready Player One, or like a kind of, is it prelude they do, or what is it called?
Epilogue,
where Wade's struggling, I have all this money, I'm still not happy, that type of feel.
Yeah.
Books that have the whole quest, like Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings have a quest.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense, even though he kind of like puts a dig at Tolkien in the book. Anyway, you have the quest, but this one didn't make sense to have that kind of quest. It really was issue heavy, which I get it, but with everything else he was talking about, it didn't make it compelling for me that I wanted to continue to read it.
What message do you think Klein was trying to send with this one?
I think if you want to tie the two together, how technology can be pretty addictive and how we already spent all day in technology. Think about 2020, we're consumed with it. And how would it be to disconnect from it? Once you get all that you want, how do you live life differently? Is it really going to be happier to have so much and then still have this addictive personality? It's addiction to me. The addiction with, yes, the world is declining. Money means nothing when there's resources depleting, all of that. What are we going to do about it? But if you can't get out of your own way, you're not going to be able to keep focus. Does that make sense, what I just said?
Yeah. But it seems like it would be very hard to follow along in a book where it'd be one thing if addiction was important, but it seems like you're just following someone who's like stuck inside themselves. And I mean, there are books out there for that, but it feels very weird to have Ready Player Two. It's kind of like an action comedy, like, callback like to the 80s like adventure movies. And then you have the second one and they're just like, so he's really depressed and he's just like kind of a troll now.
I would have rather them follow a different character. Like, if you want to do this, let it be someone else on another quest. Let it be another character, a whole new character.
You know, Artemis.
Let it be that he created some sort of quest for the next generation to find.
Yes. Or Artemis, which I think is a really strong character from the first book.
Yeah, give her a chance to be like, I had to leave Wade because he's just stuck in the past,
and you actually like her throughout the book, and you're kind of, but she ended up helping them because of course you need to hold all of them to help. But I wish they followed her with, because her passion was, I want to win, to have this money to help people, and that's her same tone in Ready Player Two, but yet she's still loyal to her friends and what's going on and because the addiction is, it's a quest. What are we looking for? Because you spent so much time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But we really could have focused on either Halliday, who was Halliday? Who was Og? Who was Kira? What was his obsession? What was going on with it? And then maybe Artemis and something different. But I wouldn't have followed Wade again at all.
Yeah, especially because it felt like Wade and Halliday like were these kind of like parallel characters.
Absolutely.
Which is not good because Halliday was creepy as heck.
Yeah.
Creepy as heck.
Yeah, he was.
His social anxiety was so unmanaged that he formed like an obsession with his partner's wife.
Absolutely.
And just like gave up on life.
Yeah, he was obsessed with her.
Yeah, and I feel like that's not something like you want to see someone who identifies with that and then realizes like, oh, this is bad. Like, you were too much into this, which is, I feel like, what happens at the end of Ready Player One. You don't want to see that person go back down the same path, but like even further than they went before.
Do you think it was even extra disappointing because it sounds like Ready Player Two is much more depressing and this year was already bad enough without throwing fuel on that fire?
Maybe so. I think all of us who enjoyed Ready Player One, or even remotely enjoyed it, was hoping for something different, and it didn't feel different. It didn't feel fresh. It was like, it could be a novella. Where are they now? You know what I mean?
Where are they now?
But you felt like Wade hadn't grown as a person. He did not stick by what he wanted to stick by. He became a rich person with a lot of money, just bullying people behind the keyboard. I just really wish it was more evolved.
Yeah.
And it makes me question the writer And are you now writing for your reader, or are you not writing for the Hollywood check to make a movie? Because you know this is going to be coming to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ready Player One was so successful in the box office. So you know it felt very... The images, when you're imagining it, were like, oh, this is nice imagery that you're writing, but you mm-hmm. know it's going to be for the screenplay.
Yeah.
Right. You can just feel that.
I also sometimes suspect that when authors make it big, that their editors become a little bit afraid to interfere too much.
Or maybe the company is just like, hey, you need to make something, and they're just like, well, I don't really know what to make, and the company's like, don't care, make it.
Yeah.
If he wanted this to be like a constant series, he would have had to do something different.
Yeah.
Maybe not even have them get the Easter egg in the first one, and just kind of like maybe part of it or something. I don't know. Or had it end with the quest, so you know, oh, a quest is coming.
Or right. Even just like throw a bug in there, a hacker. Like, there's so many things you could do centered around like video games that aren't just like, and now there's a new video game, and it's even scarier. You know, it's like the Sharktopus movies. It's like, and now it's Mecha Sharktopus.
But overall, I think if you love the first one, I would definitely read it just to see what's happening and to find out what the characters are doing. He's not leaving anyone behind. In this, there's someone for everyone. I just wish it was a little bit different. And I'll finish it. And
don't sound so excited about that.
I'll finish it. It felt very childlike in it. I guess because I've evolved from, I don't know, it just didn't feel fresh.
Yeah.
And I can't put my finger on it.
A question about the quote-unquote gameplay. So when you're in the, you said it was ONI?
ONI, yes.
Okay, so when you're in that, mm-hmm. are you just experiencing what somebody experienced, or can you take over on some level? Or
you can take over on some level, but I'm walking around. You have the whole different worlds, how that feels, your tasting, your feeling, your touching, and then I can go into your memory and relive memories that you have. So I can feel it and touch it and smell it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, I'm a woman right now, I'm a man right now, I'm this right now. So it's very... What was that movie, like, with Bruce Willis, where they could just be anything they wanted to be?
Well, it's like Face Off or Face Something.
Something. But it's like that.
Okay. Yeah. But you can, like, make decisions. You're not stuck,
yes,
like,
you can make
on
decisions.
A memory path.
But the memory path is what they use a lot for the quest. So when he's been in it so much, he just gets consumed with, let me go through this memory. Let me live this. Let me find out this. You can see the addiction growing, and then... You realize how addicted Holiday was to Kira and Og.
I don't want to be
man, so it makes it even more creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy.
I don't want to be an armchair psychologist, but I feel like Wade is very unhappy with himself.
He is.
And he would much rather be literally anyone else. And you see that through the avatar in the first one. And then in this one, when his avatar, I guess, isn't cutting it anymore, he decides he wants to be other people.
Yeah, and because him and Artemis break up so early...
Mm-hmm.
Because she's like, you are not the person I thought you were. You're not on the same path that you said you're going to be on. He's like, oh, I'm okay with it. He's not okay. He's kind of cyber stalking her in his own way.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very much like Holiday.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I'll finish it.
Hopefully he realizes that at the end of the book and is like, I will change again. Although at this point you're like, no, you won't.
I read a few reviews on how it ends just to see what they're talking about. It's mm-hmm. almost like that whole full circle. Yes, Wade, you were right the whole time. You were
no.
the hero. Which I'm like...
He doesn't need that.
He doesn't need that.
He's already killing people who don't like him.
Gets the girl back, and he's the hero. And I'm like, how? So now I have to finish to see what the how is. Yeah.
It feels like a real young... white guy prevails again type of book. He was grumpy, but it wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
Other people were mean.
So either you'll love it, either you'll like it, you'll love it, or you're like, there was no need for it. So.
Yeah.
What did you see in the majority of the reviews that you kind of glanced through?
I did that before we sat down. So
was it positive or?
I saw a heavy negative.
Whew.
I saw a heavy negative, you know, one rated much higher.
Mm-hmm.
The dislike they didn't like in Wade in the first book is the same thing of the second book.
Yeah.
The pop culture references wasn't as 80s heavy. So that was kind of cool, but still a lot of every sentence was an explanation of...
A funny reference they just
and
said.
What really bothered a lot of people, which bothered me so far, was the first quest made you think about the puzzle, made you think about the clues. And everyone's like thinking together in the first book. This one, like... They read it. Oh, I got it. Like, no, that's...
You have to do some research, man.
It turned to a 12-hour quest. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no way. So that was the kind of, how did that happen like that? We like the torture of the first one. Kind
yeah,
of
where people are sitting there like doing all these crazy things because they're yeah. like, maybe this is what he means.
And you had danger. You had like people really trying to stop you, that type of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, in the real world.
I didn't feel danger in this one.
Mm-hmm. And do you think some of that was because, you know, he was set up and rich and...
I think so. If there's a deeper meaning behind the book, I didn't get it. You know what I mean?
But don't worry. They'll probably tell you what it is at the end.
Later, but it's clearly everyone did what they were going to do, except he was really unhappy.
Yeah.
And he had way too much money. He didn't do anything. I mean, they're trying to build a ship to help people get off the planet because the planet is dying or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But... Which person's not doing that?
Do they have a destination picked out, or are they just going to float around like Wally?
I think it's Mars. I can't remember.
He is Elon Musk.
I could be wrong, but they're trying to build a ship for a select few people to get on. So,
that was a breaking point
for Artemis. Like, are you serious right now? This is what you're going to do? Let's try to save the planet now. And it's like, no, it's dying. You need to go away. And so,
especially because, you know, when you go and choose those select few people, very rarely are they like, oh, all the poor and misfortunate people. You can be on the ship. It's always like rich people, very educated people. Yeah. Like,
sorry.
Sad to say, I don't think I'm going to read it.
Right, I know you feel bad sometimes bringing negative reviews, but I think people want to either talk about their really good reading experiences or really bad.
Yeah.
Like, both are equally potent. And B, this is a book that a lot of people were looking forward to. So I think either you're going to help some frustrated readers feel vindicated, or you're maybe going to steer some fans away from it.
Yeah.
Before they get heartache.
Yeah, before they get upset.
I have friends who were like looking forward to it. I'm like, hey, I'm reading it. Did you get your copy? And I'm waiting for them to tell me what they think about it. Because it may be...
You've got to wait for other people to say it first, because you don't want to be like, I hate it.
I don't want to be that person, because some people are going to love it. Like, cool, another quest. But the first quest had meaning, and I didn't feel the meaning in this.
And like you said, there was like drama and danger, and people were actually sitting down, like trying to figure it out. Like literally rooms of people were trying to do research
it was so neat with that one, because it was so detailed and intertwined, and... It's not the same feeling this one. You know, you have people still trying to figure it out, but it's not the...
It's almost like escapism rather than...
Yeah, not the same.
And also, they didn't always win, which I thought was good.
Like, exactly, they didn't always win.
It wasn't... Sometimes they looked at the leaderboard and they would go, oh no, we're falling
behind. And there's a leaderboard again.
Oh, God.
It's not the same feel. It's not the same. There wasn't really much originality with this one.
So was there a feeling that Halliday made this machine and like kept it away because he thought it was like too dangerous?
I feel to have it made so long ago and had it tested. Like there was testing.
So they,
he had provisions and
ready to go.
And not to send it out there, I feel, because it's so personal. It may have been something he used, and it may be in the book that I haven't gotten to yet.
Oh, maybe it was just for him?
For him, because he had people's memories and experiences. But he was such a hermit. He was such a, he was that person. I'm not surprised when it popped up in the book. I'm like, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I only say gross, not because it's bad to relive memories. For a lot of people, that could be a really nice thing, but only because knowing Halliday, it was so he could just be creepy and obsessional still.
Yeah, because he only had a select few people.
Yeah, basically the people in his life, which at that point it feels like you have, like once you become friends with him, you just give the rights to your life away. Like, he can just take it and have fun with it.
And, like, Og was like, I'm staying retired. If y'all need consultation, I will consult you, but I am not.
Yep.
You
know, I've been there. Don't like it.
Don't like it. Yeah, you don't want to deal with it.
Well, thank you for coming and sharing that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I know this is a highly anticipated read, so...
I feel like I've depressed the world.
If anyone does read it and feels differently, you should definitely let us know, because... It's always good to hear differing opinions about pop culture releases.
You should read it.
I guess.
I didn't like it. You should read it. It's like that. Here, this smells bad. Can you sniff it?
See, it smells bad. I told you.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for reviewing this anticipated, if disappointing, book. And stay tuned next week for more fantastic book recommendations.
Bye.